like this in the home of the future, we may not have to go to work.
Now, from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
In the 21st century, it may be that no home will be complete without a computerized communications console.
It's the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Coming up in November, make your plans now, November 2nd. Sebastian Maniscalco, tickets will be on sale this Friday. Yeah, this Friday at SebastianLive.com. We're going to need bigger places for Sebastian to play. Sebastian used to play clubs in town, then he just started playing, you know, medium-sized theaters, and then larger theaters and arenas. He did Madison Square Garden. He's going to do the United Center. So Sebastian at Soldier Field.
Oh, there you go. Next. That is the next step.
Now we'll put him in Grant Park. The most successful guy in comedy, and nobody's close. Sebastian Maniscalco, Arlington Heights, right?
Arlington Heights, yeah, northwest suburbs. Grew up, went to Rolling Meadows High School, and then Northern Illinois University up in DeKalb. So good to come back home and play in the house that Jordan built.
Yeah, so did you ever think that would happen?
No, I mean, listen, when I started stand-up comedy, the goal was just to do this for a living, and the people of Chicago have been so great to me. I come into the Chicago Theater and the Rosemont Theater, and this time we're like, you know, let's just open it up a little bigger and go to the arena. I was exhausted doing 10 shows in Chicago, so we're going to do the United Center.
Oh.
And yeah, I get it,
because you were doing those, you had to keep doing so many shows because it was selling out so many, so if you just get one big arena, you can do it all in one.
10 shows at the Chicago Theater is 30,000 people. One show at the United Center is about, what, 26.5, 27.5, somewhere in there. So you're close.
Yeah, I do it in the round. I try to make it as intimate as I possibly can. I mean, let's be honest, the comedy is best absorbed in a comedy club. Love Zanies and, you know, 180 sure. people, low ceilings. That's where you really feel the stand-up comedy. And once you start going into a gymnasium, you might lose some nuances. But the way I do it with the screen above my head and kind of in the round, I try to make it as intimate
as
possible.
Yeah, you are gestures and face and your whole body seizures several times. I mean, the way you do it, you can see it in the back row upstairs.
Yeah, I'm very physical. I'm very expressive. And you're right. I'm really kind of populating that stage with my body at all times. So looking forward to this. Although it's in November, we're promoting early here because my fans are early and on the tickets. So, yeah, looking forward to the Chicago run.
So now that you're going to be at the United Center, you know, people like Justin Timberlake perform there, and they do elaborate stages, and you can swing from the ceiling and things like that. Are you going to incorporate any of that type of stuff?
Yeah, you're probably going to come in on a trapeze, aren't you? Isn't that the move?
I'm not going to be doing any fly-ins. However, there is a little drama to the entrance when I do arenas. So, yeah, put it this way, there's a little pyrotechnics.
Oh.
You got one of our favorite people, a longtime friend of the show from stand-up and other places, Pat McGann, who's been opening for you all over the country. Another one of Chicago's finest, and he's a great dude, isn't he?
Pat's been doing this with me for, I think, going on 2 years, and, you know, he's so good. I mean, he's definitely going to be doing theaters on his own soon, but the way this guy really kind of sets up the audience for me, he's the best opener, I think, in the game, and he's really, really on his way to being, you know, an unbelievable talent and headliner. Yeah, so Chicago breeds a lot of stand-up comedy, just happy to be a part of it all.
So your family is notorious for asking for a lot of tickets to your shows. Are you capping it like 5,000 for United Center?
Yeah, how many comps? 5,000 comps? 10,000 comps? What do we know?
Well, the first show is basically for the family and friends. So subsequently, hopefully, we'll add show 2 and 3 for the,
right,
for the general
right,
public.
For the people to actually pay.
So you are now, we can call you an Oscar winner. And when we were watching, my husband and I were watching the Oscars and Green Book won, we were waiting for you to jump on stage. But then the group got large and it's like, is he in there or is he not in there? Did you get on stage?
Well, no. I was in the mezzanine 3 last. last row. Okay, so what
that's
I was
where they put a nice
do...
Italian kid from Arlington Heights.
Yeah, I knew this was going to be a nightmare when they gave me the ticket, and I'm in the third balcony. I'm like, how am I going to get down to the first floor? So I was trying to make my way to the first floor, and it was like a hot nightclub. I'm trying to tell the guy, no, I'm in the movie. So I didn't get on, and of course my father's watching from Chicago, and he's calling me. He goes, where are you? You got the craft services on stage, and you're
right,
not.
Right. What's going on?
So I didn't make it on the stage, but yeah, Green Book won for Best Picture, and it was really great to be a part of the film.
By the way, for people to think, wow, Sebastian came out of nowhere, how great to be an overnight sensation. You've been working at this forever.
I left Chicago 1998, shortly after graduating college. I think I spent 1 year there. I was working at the Living Room in Schaumburg, waiting tables, and I was working at United Airlines Employees Credit Union to get a little scratch to come out here. So I came out here with 10 grand in 1998, started working at the Four Seasons Hotel, and 2019? And
21 years later, you can't even, you know, at this point, I'm worried about you having too much money. You need to send some to us, and we'll hold it for you.
Father's taking care of that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. And for what was the, I don't know that I've ever asked you this, what was the tipping point? Was it Vince Vaughn and the Wild West show that really got you over to the next level?
That got me playing the clubs on a regular basis. That kind of catapulted me into headlining the clubs. But, you know, with this business, I can't, like, pinpoint, oh, yeah, it was A that really kind of, it was more like a foundation of bricks that I was just kind of putting together, be a Tonight Show or a Showtime special.
Sure. Building your career.
Yeah, you know, it's not like Johnny Carson, where in the 80s you went on Johnny, and the next day you were selling out the theaters.
Yeah, didn't work that way anymore.
Yeah, this is more YouTube, viral videos, Showtime, Netflix. It's a culmination of things. So, yeah, I can't pinpoint one. But the Vaughn thing really took me out of waiting tables and into a club.
Vince is a good dude.
Yeah, definitely.
So, Sebastian, you're pretty recognizable, but because you talk about your family and things, your dad is also recognizable. Does he consider himself a celebrity in his own
right? And does he have an agent?
Are you kidding me? The last time I came to Chicago, I did a book signing at a bookstore, and I was set up signing the books. I was opening the book, and a signature was already in there. I go, what's going on? He goes, your father's on the other end of the bookstore with his own table. I go, what, is he signing my book? So, yeah, this guy is, he's loving it. He's, he wants an agent. He wants residuals. He's taking notes on my act. So,
and by the way, he's worth every penny. Every penny.
Yeah.
Hey, before you go, stand-up comedy is not the most giving business in the world, and green rooms can get a little bitter and backstage and things of that nature. But because you're a good guy, and you've been a good guy for a long time, I think the jealousy and bitterness has been limited. At least I hope so.
You know, everybody's really happy. You know, I mean, the comedy community, I think, over the last 21 years I've been in it, very supportive of one another. I'm not saying everybody is, but, I mean, in general, I think a lot of comedians are happy that other comedians are doing well, and I haven't found any jealousy coming
my
way. It's one of those things where, you know, everybody's working hard to get where they're at, and I look at it, if Kevin Hart's doing arenas, I don't begrudge that at all. I'm looking at that like, hey, I want to do arenas too. So, for me, it's the more success comedians are having, the better it is for business.
Yeah, here's the bottom line. The show business is an easy scorecard. If you sell tickets, you're a star. You're selling a lot of tickets, man, and we're very happy for you. So, again, tickets on sale Friday. If you know Sebastian and already are in the first show, 27,000 comps, good for you. The tickets are on sale Friday, November 2nd. Seems like a long ways away. Maybe there'll be an extra show. Maybe not. I'd get tickets for the first one first, and they're going to sell out super quick. What's the website, by the way?
SebastianLive.com. You could get your tickets there, and you can find me on all the social media there. And I can't wait for November.
Speaking of the social media, you posted the cutest picture of your daughter from the weekend.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's like a ham, this one. This one is got a lot of personality. She's just like her mother. She's so happy and outgoing. And
how old is she now?
She's going to to be two on Friday, so we're having a party here at the house with a mermaid.
All right, and you got to do, and that mermaid's got to do 20 minutes, easy, 20, 25.
Definitely.
At 25, give the mermaid the light. It's Sebastian Maniscalco. Congrats, man. We'll see you in Chicago.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.
All right, see you later.